Welcome to a sisterhood of women who strive to let him in. You are listening to episode 22, titled Pray Over All Things. Hey, you guys, this is Kelsey Malay, and I am your host here on the Let Him In podcast, where my intent is to have these episodes full of thoughts, impressions, and ways for you to easily let God into your everyday. As a reminder, we are going through a few of my favorite devotional slash thoughts this week that can be found in the book Simple Steps for More Meaningful Prayer by Leigh Brown, which you can find more info on this book below in the description. Okay, here we go. Today's thought. Elder Marvin J. Ashton stated, "Personal prayers are our own business, and nothing is too unimportant for God. The Lord cares about even our smallest concerns, and He desires to help us in both spiritual and temporal matters. The prophet Alma counseled that the saints should ask for whatsoever things you stand in need, both spiritual and temporal. Likewise, Amulek taught, 'Cry unto God when ye are in your fields, yea, over all your flocks. Cry unto him in your houses, yea, over all your household, both morning, midday, and evening.' Sometimes we may worry that we weary Heavenly Father with our prayers, or that a particular concern is not big enough to trouble him with, but he is anxious to be a part of our day-to-day lives." Elder Bruce R. McConkie explained, "We are entitled and expected to pray for all things properly needed, whether temporal or spiritual." President Ezra Taft Benson observed that we must first ask before we can receive. Sometimes we have not because we ask not. Think of all the revelations that came to the prophet Joseph Smith because he was willing to ask the Lord about certain matters and needs. I really loved this devotional because I think it is one of Satan's biggest tactics is to get inside our head and make us feel unworthy to pray about certain things or unworthy to ask for certain things, where we have been instructed time and time again that we can and should ask for what we need and want, and that we are never, never unworthy to pray. God is perfect, and He loves us perfectly. No matter what we do, we will never be unable to reach God through prayer or unworthiness to ask. Satan is really good at what he does, and he knows that it does not take much for us, especially as women, to start to doubt ourselves and question whether we are enough, whether we deserve more, or feel bad for even thinking about wanting more or wanting to have our desires or questions answered. So I encourage you, if you have felt like this at one point, which I think most of us have, or if you're finding yourself feeling like this now, take a moment and really ponder where these thoughts are coming from and if they are being driven by the adversary to make you feel like you cannot show up to God and pray about whatever it is that is on your heart. There truly is nothing too small or unimportant to God if it is important to you. For those of you that have the Hear Him journal, now would be the perfect time to pull that out and continue in more stillness, an open mind, and a desire to connect with God. Love you guys.